who wants to move his heart? Some of us might be called to move the hearts of men towards God. That's an amazing thing. And it's not like I don't think that doesn't move the heart of God. But what I'm talking about is we are artists, right? You think you're the next generation of artists? Okay, great. Awesome. What does it take for our generation to be the generation that moves his heart? What's it going to be in the midst of CCLI royalties, in the midst of licensing for film, in the midst of all the industry successes that great songs like Are Written Here can offer? When you think about, if I write a song, I can buy a house. If I write a song, I can provide for my family, right? Are those bad ambitions? Heck no. I want to feed my kids too. And I'd love to be able to feed my kids with my art, because art is that expression of my heart. But what does it take in the midst of all those pressures to move God's heart? And are you willing to sacrifice your ambition? Are you willing to sacrifice your need to be recognized and heard to move his heart? And I'm not saying any of the other is bad, but you know, if you're in this room and my heart is resonating with your heart and we're like on the same vibe, right? Surfing the same frequency, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your heart is wired like this. You know it. And I reckon it's a lot of you, because I believe that that's what we're going to do, because success is temporary. Cool is only cool for as long as cool is cool. Success comes and goes. There's a time to weep and a time to mourn, a time for peace and a time for war, a time for success and a time to fail. Sometimes we don't hit the target, and we learn in the midst of those. But what does it take in the midst of success and potential success and potential provision and potential fame and potential to look straight into the eyes of God and say, I will be the hooker at your feet.